This chazar zeich nishu b'achi chetz l'shagvam yehudim sechetz chulun daf pei gimel. Zok the mission that four times during the year when one who sells an animal has to tell the buyer of the sold animal's mother or offspring that the mother of the offspring or the offspring was sold to be shechted that day. The four times of the year are Erev Shmini Atzeres, Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah. According to Rabbi Yosef Lili, this is the fifth day, Erev Yom Kippur in the Galil. Rabbi Yehuda said this is when the two sales take place on the same day, but if they're not on the same day, you don't have to notify the purchaser that the other animal was sold. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if the mother animal is sold to a chosin and the offspring animal is sold to the kala, that the seller would have to notify the second buyer even if the sales took place on different days, because it's known that they both purchased the animal to be shechted on that same day. The mission continues. During these four times, we force a butcher to shecht his animal against his will if someone has paid him even for a small portion of the meat. Even if an ox is worth 1,000 dinar and a buyer has already paid one dinar, we force the butcher to shecht the animal for that one dinar's worth of meat. Therefore, if the animal died before it was shechted, after the customer paid, it's the customer who suffers the loss for what he paid. However, during the rest of the year, it's not so. We don't force a butcher to shecht before he has enough interest to make it worth his while. Therefore, if the animal died in the rest of the year before it was shechted, if it's the seller who suffers the loss, and he has to refund the money to the buyer. Zuckermar Bryce says if a seller does not tell a buyer that he sold the animal's mother or offspring that day, the buyer may shecht the animal and doesn't have to be concerned for the possibility that the mother or offspring was shechted that day. Mishnah said, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai v'chula. Why does the Mishnah say that the mother animal is purchased by the chosin and the offspring is purchased by the kala? It's a smaller one by the kala. Omer said, the Mishnah is teaching in passing, it's customary for the chosin's family to put more effort into the wedding than the kala. The buyer did not do mashiach and therefore was not koina, because transfer of money law is not a kinyan. So why is the butcher forced to shecht for him? And if there's a loss, it's the buyer who suffers a loss. And tomorrow, Rav Huna and Rav said the mission is discussing where the buyer did do mashiach. If mashiach was done, then why is it at the other times of the year if the animal dies, it's the seller who suffers a loss? Everything where Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said the Mishnah is discussing cases where Mashiach was not done, but rather the seller had a third party to be Zoicha for the buyer. Therefore, during these four times of the year was considered a benefit to buy meat. We follow the rule that you can be Zoicha even without the recipient's knowledge, and therefore it's Koina. At other times of the year, it's not considered to be a benefit to buy the meat, and we follow the other rule that you cannot do detriment for someone without his consent, and therefore the buyer is not Koina the meat until he actually does Mashiach. Another terrorist of the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan said, during these four times of the year, there are abundant established halacha that it should follow their ice dicker rule that just simply payment of money is already a kinyan. It's only exerted their abundant at all other times that a buyer is not kinyan until he does mashicha. Shem yisvcha chaticha chitecha ba'aliyah. Look next Mishnah. When we say that a mother and an offspring may not be shechted on one day, we're talking about the day follows the night. Meaning, right, it's a Tuesday night is already Wednesday. So it's Tuesday night and Wednesday, that's called one day. Regarding creation, the pasuk says Yom Echad. Regarding Oseh, the pasuk says Yom Echad. Just like by creation, the night and the following day make up one day. So, too, regarding Oseh, the night and the following day make up one day. Zakhmar Bryce says, Rav Shimon Zoyim Darshan, since the pasuk of Oseh is written in the parsha of Karbonis, and regarding Karbonis, the night follows the day, it's the other way around, so we would think that this is true for Oseh also. However, we have Exer Shavuot that teaches that's not the case. Regarding Maisa Bereishis, the pasuk says Yom Echad. Regarding Oseh the pasuk says Yom Echad. Just like Maaseh Bereishis, the day follows the night. Same is true for Oseh v'Benoi. Rebbe says the pasuk of Oseh v'Benoi says Yom Echad, which teaches that there are only specific days that require, it's like Yom HaMayucha, there are specific days that require a seller to announce that the animal was sold that day. From here, the Rabbanan have said that four times during the year, a seller has to tell the buyer of an animal if the animal's mother or offspring had previously been sold that day. Hadnalach Perek Oseh v'Benoi. Next Perek Kisei Adam, Perek Shishi. Zok the Hedig Mishim Siyata Dushmaya, Kisei Adam, the requirement to cover the blood, applies in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzlars, when the base of Mishim is standing and after the Churban, and applies to animals of Chulin, but not to animals of Kutchim. It applies to Chayas and birds, whether they're owned or whether they're from the wild. And it also applies to a Kvi, a Koi, because it's a Suffolk and maybe a Chaya. A koi may not be shechted on Yom Tif, and if one did shecht it on Yom Tif, we may not cover its blood. Reflecting Gemara, why does Kisei Adam not apply to Kutchim? Don't say it's based on Rav Zeir who darshens the pasuk of Be'ofer, the teacher of blood has to be covered with dirt from underneath and on top, and that can't be done on Mizbech, because if we put earth on the Mizbech and make a bottle to Mizbech, we've added to the structure of Mizbech, you know, I'll do that. If we don't make a bottle, we've created a chatzita with Mizbech. Don't say that, because we learn from a ruling of Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef in a Braisa that if a chaya was shechted in the same place that a behemoth was shechted, so that the blood of the chaya pours onto the blood of the behemoth, there's a chiyuv to cover the blood from on top. Based on this, so even though by kutchim we wouldn't be able to put the earth on the bottom, still, since we could put earth on top, there should be an obligation of Kisei Adam. And for the Gemara, the reason why putting earth on top by kutchim would not work is based on another statement of Rav Zeir, where he says regarding a carb mincha, if a mincha is fit to be mixed, mixing is not essential. But if it's not fit to be mixed, mixing is essential. Similarly over here, since it's not possible to put earth on the Mizbeach, that requirement is essential. Since this can't be done, it's impossible to do Kisei Adam on kutchim, and they are therefore not included in the obligation of Kisei Adam. Why can't you squeeze the blood onto the Mizbeach and then scrape it off and put it onto some off the Mizbeach and put on top of other earth and cover it with more earth. And Mishnah says the blood on the knife has to be covered, which means that it's scraped off and covered. So why don't we say the same thing over here by the Mizbeach? And furthermore, that's true for kachrim that are going on the Mizbeach, which would therefore be chayiv and kisi adam. The Mishnah is referring to animals of bedek habayis, from which one may not have a no, and the shechita done on them is therefore not considered to be a shechita for purpose of kisi adam, because it doesn't make a mutter to be eaten, and that's why there's no kisi adam. Furthermore, why can't he redeem the shechted animal, make a mutter to be eaten, and then cover its blood? And furthermore, an animal has to be stood up and assessed before it can be redeemed, and a shechted animal can't be redeemed, therefore, because it can't be stood up. Furthermore, according to this, who does the Mishnah follow? It can't follow a mayor who says that even an animal of hegdish must be stood up and assessed before it's redeemed, because he holds that a shechita sheina ruya is still a shechita, and therefore it would need a kisei adam. It also can't follow Rabbi Shimon, for although he holds that a shechita that does not make the animal mutter to be eaten is not considered to be a shechita, but he holds that an animal, that even a shechted animal could be redeemed, and therefore it would be subject to kisei adam. And for tomorrow, Rabbi Yitzchak said, the Mishnah is following the view of Rabbi, you hold that Rabbi Shimon regarding what's considered to be a shechita, and he holds that Rabbi Meir regarding the requirement for an animal to stand and be assessed before it's redeemed. Another teretz, we can also say the Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Shimon. Although he holds that a shechted animal can be redeemed, the reason it's not subject to kisei adam is the pasuk says, v'shafach v'kisa, which means that only something whose blood can be spilled and then covered immediately is subject to kisei adam. This excludes the case of hegdish, which would require spilling and then redemption, and then first could be a covering. Once we have this last answer, we can even say the Mishnah refers to kachim that have to go on the Mizbeach. And the reason the blood is not subject to kisei adam is that these kachim would require spilling, then scraping, and then covering. Mar Rav Ashi said the pasuk on kisei adam says chaya oy oy. If we darshan that just like a chaya is something which is not of kachim because the chaya can't be brought to carbon, so too the bird is a bird that is not of kachim.